From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration has articulated a tougher approach toward North Korea in recent days, saying it has lost patience with Pyongyang, not meeting demands to curb its nuclear ambitions. During a visit to Japan, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Japan's defense against the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Pence is on a 10-day four-nation Asia trip about North Korea and trade. Monday, Pyongyang was on the diplomatic offensive. His deputy U.N. representative accused Washington of creating a crisis situation. Despite the barrage of harsh rhetoric, analysts from both sides of the political spectrum agree that Trump's policy remains strikingly similar to former President Obama's strategic patience, and that the options for dealing with Pyongyang are limited. The main difference, they say, is in tone. President Trump signed an executive order Tuesday that aims to tighten the enforcement of rules governing the hiring of certain foreign workers in the U.S. and calls for a review of laws requiring U.S. government agencies to use American-made products.
First, we will fully monitor, uphold, and enforce our Buy American laws, which we haven't done. Buy American laws require that when the federal government buys, builds, or funds a project, domestic goods and products should be used. But over the years, these Buy American standards have been gutted by excessive waivers and reckless exemptions.
Trump built a global business empire before running for the White House, in which he regularly outsourced the manufacture of dozens of consumer products to overseas locations. Some of Trump's branded products are made in the U.S. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime